This programming is sponsored by Linscombe Wealth, a wealth management firm partnering with individuals and families dedicated to helping them build, preserve, and manage wealth by creating a customized plan to work toward achieving their goals. More at LinscombeWealth.com.
Hello and welcome to Encore Houston. I'm Joshua Zinn, and each week we'll take a listen to concerts presented by ensembles and organizations based in Houston. This week, we'll go to Zilka Hall in the Hobby Center, where Ars Lyrica Houston performed their season-opening concert of 2015, Autumn Hunt. Ars Lyrica is an organization devoted to the performance of early music, which is a fairly broad term that covers music ranging from the medieval era all the way to about the 18th century. We'll begin with excerpts from George Friedrich Handel's opera Circe, the Italian translation for Xerxes, who was a famous 5th century king of Persia. And the excerpts we'll hear are the overture, a recitative Frondi Tenere, and an aria Ombra Mai Fu, which fit nicely into the hunt theme of the concert as Xerxes sings about unrequited love. Here are the musicians of Ars Lyrica with mezzo-soprano soloist Jamie Barton. excerpts from Handel's opera Xerxes, or Circe in the original Italian. The voice you heard was that of Jamie Barton, joined by members of Ars Lyrica Houston. And we'll hear a little more Handel with Miss Barton in our next two excerpts from Semele, an English musical drama. Here, the goddess Juno is furious with the title character Semele for taking up with her husband, Jupiter, and seeks revenge against them both. Here is the recitative Awake Saturnia, followed by the lively aria Iris Hints Away. excerpts from Handel's Semele. Ars Lyrica Houston performed there with mezzo-soprano Jamie Barton at their season-opening concert of 2015, Autumn Hunt. And for a concert with that name, the next piece should come as no surprise. Antonio Vivaldi's The Four Seasons are probably among the most famous Baroque pieces in history, and are a staple of the repertoire for virtuoso violinists. In this concerto, Autumn, he presents bouncy, rustic tunes that could almost be like a celebration of the harvest. Here is Ars Lyrica Houston with concertmaster and soloist Adam Lamotte in Vivaldi's Autumn Concerto.
Thank you.
Autumn from Antonio Vivaldi's The Four Seasons. You heard Ars Lyrica Houston with solo violinist Adam Lamont at the Hobby Center's Zilka Hall. I'm Joshua Zinn, and you're listening to Encore Houston. And now, Jamie Barton will return to the stage to sing music of Christoph Willibald Gluck in his opera Orfeo ed Euridice. This is actually a really important work in the timeline of opera, as it was Gluck's way of simplifying a genre that he found was a little too complex at the time, and it fit neatly into the simplified classical style that followed the Baroque. Here is the recitative Ecco un nuovo tormento in the aria Che farò senza Euridice.
You'll be
Music from Gluck's Orfeo ed Euridice with mezzo-soprano Jamie Barton and Ars Lyrica Houston. And now the first half of this concert comes to a close with Il Cor Giallacero, a scene of madness for the main character from Vivaldi's Griselda.
Oh, no!
aria from Vivaldi's Griselda, once again with mezzo-soprano Jamie Barton and Ars Lyrica Houston, closing off the first half of their concert, Autumn Hunt, from September of 2015. And since you have the luxury of not waiting on an intermission, we'll jump right into the next half of the concert with another double dose of Handel. First, the orchestra performs the final movement of his Concerto Grosso in E minor, opus 6, number 3. And then they go right into an aria with Miss Barton singing once more, Where Shall I Fly? From Hercules, where the title character's wife, Deianira, sings of her guilt after causing her husband's death.
Thank you.
Shall I Fly, from George Friedrich Handel's Hercules, and before that, the final movement of his Concerto Grosso in E minor, Opus 6, No. 3. Ars Lyrica Houston performed there with mezzo-soprano Jamie Barton on the aria. And now Miss Barton will take us to the end of the program in the role of Ariadne, wife of Theseus. Franz Joseph Haydn's cantata Ariana a Naxos depicts her abandonment by her husband and her tragic descent into madness over this lengthy piece. Here is Ars Lyrica Houston and Jamie Barton.
Thank you. vivo il legno.
Thank you.
Ars Lyrica Houston performing with mezzo-soprano soloist Jamie Barton on Ariana Anaxos by Franz Joseph Haydn. That was the final piece on the program, but not quite the end of the concert.
Thank you.
Mezzo-soprano Jamie Barton and Ars Lyrica Houston, with two encores at the end of their season-opening concert of 2015, Autumn Hunt, at the Hobby Center's Zilke Hall. The first was an aria from Alessandro Scarlatti's La Dirindina, and the last a reprise of Vivaldi's O Il Cor Giallacero. If you'd like to hear more from Ars Lyrica, they have a concert coming up next weekend. Scalable Heights is at the Hobby Center on Sunday, February 12th at 6 p.m. and features music of J.S. Bach, Alessandro Scarlatti, and Vivaldi. For more information, you can go to arslyricahouston.org or call the Hobby Center box office at 713-315-2525. I'm Joshua Zinn, and thank you for listening to Encore Houston on Houston Public Media. If you enjoyed this podcast, you might like another Houston Public Media podcast about classical music called Classical Classroom. Host Daisha Clay knows basically nothing about classical music, so each week she invites experts to teach her about it. Learn along with her about important composers, pieces, and classical music themes. Check it out at houstonpublicmedia.org/classroom and wherever podcasts are found.